This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Let's see, who was here to support us on Friday? Rich McFadden was here on the 4th of July.
I was.
And Ken Kessler was here on the 4th of July.
I was.
But where was Jennifer?
Recovering.
Yeah.
I had to go to a birthday party.
She's a recovering party-holic. Monday morning, start of a new week. Summertime. We have been talking, for those of you who are just joining us, if you see the summary of the last hour of the program that we post online at DougSteffen.com, there's a lot of conversation about what social media, and it wasn't that we drove the conversation there, but during this news break at the top of the hour, I was thinking about how much time we spent in this last hour talking about people and the result of their actions and how it shows up. Social media is more on Twitter than it is on Facebook. We have both those connections, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at Good Day Show, gives people something that they can quickly do and comment about things that are of import, whether it be stuff that's imperative in terms of the real news of the day. And then somebody could say, well, what's the real news of the day? You make up your mind. Here's a story that involves a company called American Apparel. How many people know what American Apparel is?
I do.
Okay. I think I do.
What do they manufacture and what do they sell? What do they distribute, Jennifer?
Like clothes for teens and 20-somethings.
Right.
You know, a lot of jean stuff.
They issued a public apology after somebody in the company posted a picture to their Tumblr page of the Space Shuttle Challenger thinking that it was fireworks. How in the name of God does anybody do anything that stupid that thinks that the blowing up of the Challenger space... This is how ignorant people are.
No.
Yeah, it is.
It was a 20-year-old who just saw a picture.
Okay.
And has no recollection of the events.
So what does that tell you about what education has taught or hasn't taught kids about what's going on? I mean, this is modern history. You don't know that?
You know, it's funny. My son and I, who's 10, he is 10, we're just talking about the Challenger the other day.
Yeah.
And he even know, oh, yeah, the teacher with the curly hair.
Wow.
Yeah, that was Christopher
McCullough.
Comes from Framingham.
So, and he's 10.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying. He's had the information. He was taught. This shows you inherently a very gaping hole big enough to drive the proverbial truck through it. If you don't know,
you know,
the story of the Challenger,
there's something wrong. So dear and close to your heart.
No, Richie, this is an American history.
Yeah, it's a story.
Do you think it is?
No.
Do you think it's American? Do you think it's George Washington?
Yes.
Do you think it's Martin Luther King?
I don't know if it's that,
but it's
modern
definitely
yes.
impact on our on our history. I mean, I remember as a kid where I was, and we were watching it as a school. I mean, that was a really, it was a big deal.
Right, for us. It was.
It was a big deal when George Washington went over the Potomac.
The Delaware,
that too.
But, you know, like when Kennedy died, now I can't say where I was when Kennedy died because
I was
not alive at that point. That's a big part of American culture, even though I wasn't there.
Yeah. Right. A president being killed should always be a top history thing.
Mm. Well, something like the Space Shuttle Challenger, which made the idea of our accomplishments, the good things that were happening in America, were built around, much of the good things happening in America anyway, were built around the space program. Universal things being accomplished and done.
Name the shuttle that crashed on return?
The shuttle that crashed on return to what?
Discovery or Columbia?
What are you talking about? Crashed on return? You talking about the one that burned up over Texas?
Right.
That was Columbia.
Columbia.
That was Columbia.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Nacogdoches.
So, in essence, There's no sale for me on this one.
I know with you, because the space program is like...
But I don't think that I'm here in this circumstance. How you do something that is that stupid and not have a reference to it, it's unforgivable.
I believe
not
it's dumb, but I just believe that there's a lot of 20-year-olds out there that just have no idea what the challenge is.
There's a lot of 20-year-olds who don't know who the president or the vice president is, and that is also very sad. So I don't think we should excuse it.
Not sad.
We shouldn't excuse it.
It is.
There's a lot of 40-year-olds out there that don't know who the vice president is.
Right, because the circumstances that present themselves around us show how weak and bad our educational system is. Meanwhile, the most important news for a lot of people today, if Roberta Fasanelli were here, she'd be celebrating with us, and you would be celebrating the 56-cent short stack at IHOP. Because today is the 56th birthday, so they're selling at the IHOPs all around the country 56-cent short stack.
Are you going to go?
Am I going to go? I don't believe there's an IHOP around me. I don't know where the nearest IHOP, I think, is in Newton.
No way there's not an IHOP around.
There has to be. I mean,
there used to be an IHOP in Framingham, but it's now a Mexican restaurant.
Oh. IHOP locations.
All right, see if you can.
I'm going to find one right next to you.
Now, when you guys go to IHOP, this is a big question for the day. When you guys go to IHOP and they have four different kinds of syrup on the table, which one do you choose? Traditional? Do you go with the boysenberry or the blueberry or the sugar-free?
I would go with the traditional or boysenberry.
I like the boysenberry,
sometimes
too.
I mix them all together.
I don't eat pancakes, but if I did, I would go with the traditional maple.
Ken?
There's a pecan. That's the one I go for.
That sounds good.
So a lot of, to sort of summarize where we are, just a little cheese dry
syrup.
The CNN interview with Joan Rivers and the trending connection to that, and now there's one. There's an interesting tweet for Flavor Fave. Jennifer loves Flavor Fave. How about to that 20-year-old knows who Flavor Fave is?
Flav. Who posted the? Can you say that?
Flav.
Flavor Flav.
What'd I say?
Something else.
Flavor Fave.
It's
Flav.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav.
No, Flava, Flav.
Not Flava. It's Flavor Flav. Both of them
Flava.
Are FL. Flavor. She didn't get it right either.
But it's Flava Flav.
Mm-hmm. All right. And who
not
is
Flavor.
Why would people care about who?
He's the rap. Oh, my gosh. If you don't know what he looks like, wow.
He's
he
the orange clock.
Gigantic clock around his neck. And he goes, you know what time it is? And, of course, we do, because you're wearing a clock around your neck, sir.
Well, apparently everybody in Las Vegas knows who he is around 4th of July.
I know. He owns, like, a chicken place in Vegas. And, yeah, he's in trouble because he has a 4th of July fireworks show outside of his home.
He's got thousands of dollars worth of illegal fireworks.
Yeah.
So neighbors were complaining. Really? How many times has he gotten? He had 100 pounds of fireworks.
Yeah, the police came out and they confiscated 100 pounds of fireworks. It's a lot of fireworks, just for the record.
Dangerous.
Yes. Especially in Vegas where everything's dead and dry.
We always get that story every year, and I saw it last night. Man blows off hands with fireworks.
Always.
Yep. Always.
I grew up in Maryland where they're all illegal, and now I live in Virginia where everything is legal. You just can't shoot stuff into the air, but the stuff that goes off of the ground, and it shoots sparks into the air, but it can't, no like bottle rocket type things. And I'm telling you, for 3 and 4 days around 4th of July.
So annoying this year,
all
right?
All night long.
Bam, bam, bam. They're illegal here, but people were just all over it.
I mean, dude, give it a break. What did you do, spend your life savings on fireworks?
It's so bad for the dogs, too. Like, one night of the year, okay, I get it. But to have, I think because it was on a Friday this year, everybody was going nuts.
All week. It started Thursday, and they were still going off last night.
The only reason I'm thankful that Charlie can't hear much anymore is because he used to really get scared.
Yeah, it's freaky for doggies.
You know, it's funny. I took the pugs out, and they were like, okay, whatever. They didn't care. Yeah.
16 half the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Folks, as you go, today, we're older than we were yesterday, right? Today, we're older than we were last week. Today, we're older than we were last month. Today, we're older than we were last year. So every day, you wake up, rise and shine, feel good about the day, but you know that things are progressing. Your body is changing. Things are going on upstairs, downstairs, all around your body. And so if, as part of that process, you have lost your hair, And, excuse me, it happened prematurely. Maybe there's something else going on. Maybe it wasn't male pattern baldness at all. Maybe it wasn't on your mother's father's side, his hairline. Maybe it's because you've been using those cheap shampoos and they plugged up, those shampoos plugged up the pores on your scalp and your hair stopped growing because it couldn't get through the pores. Because underneath your scalp, that's where the start is, the root of your hair is under your scalp. So if you've used these cheap shampoos all these years and your pores are plugged up, you need to unplug them. And that's what Provia does, natural hair therapy. If you are somebody who's suffering from thinning hair, I'm going to suggest you call 800-525-8319 now and get Provia. Summertime, you want your hair to look the best that it possibly can. If you have colored hair, treated hair, it doesn't make any difference. You call 800-525-8319. They'll take care of you. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll actually get Provia Super Concentrate, which works even faster to cleanse the pores and get your hair back growing. The hair's right there. It just has to be able to push its way through the pores. And if they're plugged up, it can't get through. Wait till you feel that fuzz coming in after the first month or so. And then it'll be more noticeable. By the time summertime's over, your hair is going to look great. And that's because you took all of the advice of all the people, tens of thousands of people that have taken this product, used it, and gotten their hair to come back again. 800-525-8319. It absolutely will work, as I have said, or your money back. 800-525-8319.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Now just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-322-1427. That's 1-800-322-1427. Call now. 1-800-322-1427.
Disruptive may be just another overused buzzword, but disruptions in business like network downtime, data loss, social media abuse, and limited bandwidth are downright disruptive. For businesses large or small, Barracuda Networks offers powerful, affordable, yet easy to implement content security, application delivery, and data protection solutions, all designed to prevent disruptions and simplify IT. For an online demo or to try any of our security or storage solutions risk-free for 30 days, visit barracuda.com/disruptive.
Really? No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
That was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston, Massachusetts.
With thousands of brand new items, Staples now has more of the things you need every day.
Like what?
Like cleaning supplies for the break room.
Good thing the fridge sort of smells like a wet dog.
And drinks and snacks, like Gatorade and Snickers bars.
So I can replace electrolytes while I cheat on my diet?
And retail supplies, like cash registers, shopping bags, and signs. Even hospital scrubs and disposable gloves.
I look like a hot surgeon in those.
With thousands of new products, your local Staples now has more than you'd ever expect. Staples, make more happen.
Marvel, in its latest superhero caper, is expanding its comic empire to live U.S. shows. They're going to do a Spider-Man show, a Thor show, Iron Man, and other characters in a family-oriented show filled with fight scenes and explosions. That's called cool. Marvel Universe Live, starting in Tampa next week.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
My turn.
For a time. Hey, that's it.
Yeah. We're shaking our thing waiting for you.
All right. So our video of the day today and on Friday, we had two videos of the day that share something in common. That would be kind of cool. I was having a little conversation off the air. You understand how that works. Michael Powers is a listener to this radio program.
Long-time listener.
And he shared the video that we have posted today at DougStefan.com, actually on our Facebook page. It's a wonderful a cappella version of the national anthem by the Gaither Vocal Band.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Goosebumps.
Play the national anthem is whether or not that's the right song. There's a big movement in our country, continues to grow in terms of whether America the Beautiful ought to be our theme instead of the Star Spangled Banner.
Or is it just in your brain?
No, I think that's thank you for
I saw a number of sites.
I haven't seen this movement, so I just...
Well, you don't see a lot of movements.
Apparently.
Yeah. Anyway, that didn't take away from this and how good it is. Thank you, Michael, for sharing that with us. Also, on Friday's program, this is a little different focus on another song that means a lot to us. The Muppets performing Stars and Stripes Forever.
Just the American part? Hmm?
Here's the bald eagle guy.
Greetings. Today, I, Sam, the American Eagle, am here to offer you something never before seen on the internet. Culture, morality, and patriotism. You may proceed.
A lesson in comparisons. Contrast.
But you gotta love it because Beaker, Sheffy, and is it Gonzo or Animal, Ken?
Animal.
Are in it.
This is only a Muppet creation. We were just talking about how Disney owns everything. Disney owns the Muppets. It was a story that I made reference to about the Marvel comic characters, and they're doing this show.
Star Wars franchise?
No, and they own Star Wars. They own
it.
They do. They own
Indiana Jones.
I mean, think of all things entertainment, or at least the visual entertaining things, and Disney is in it one way or another.
They own a lot of radio, too.
Yeah, they do. All right, so anyway, there's a little Muppet movement for you. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, parents often bring a pet into the family to teach kids a sense of responsibility or perhaps provide a child with a playmate. But kids often learn something more fundamental about themselves and the world, how to empathize with others, how to understand subtle feelings, how to look at the world from a vastly different perspective. Here are just some of the things that kids learn when they have pets in their life. A communication. Children learn the subtle cues that their pets give them to indicate their feelings. Empathy. Kids often become more curious about the emotion their pets feel compared to their own. Nurturing skills. If properly supervised by adults, a child can learn how to take care of another living being and take pleasure in keeping a pet healthy and happy. And what about confidence? Kids go through life under constant evaluation. They are rated by their behavior, their grades, and other athletic performances. Pets have no such expectations. They're delighted that the child is just with them, being a kid. You know, new studies indicate that kids that grow up with pets grow up more stable and better off. So if you don't have one, maybe it's time to adopt. Or more next time.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
At the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and Doug Steffen here to do what we need to do so that you'll know what's going on. Stories that you may or may not be aware of. For example, Jennifer's following what Boko Haram is doing. And a little bit
of good news today, actually,
yeah,
Dougie.
Okay, yeah.
There are reports now by the Associated Press that 60 women and girls that were abducted last month by Boko Haram militants in northeast Nigeria have escaped their captors, which is really good news. More than 200 schoolgirls, though, are still being held in their camps there. So at least 60 are out, about 63, it looks like, made it back home, and still more there. But I think it's a little bit of good news, right? We got some of them back and safe and sound.
You're hoping that the good news is that these girls will be able to tell people where
they
are.
Right.
Yeah, right. And then you send in the teams and just clean house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other Middle East news today. Israel's Netanyahu calls for calm after authorities marked a breakthrough in that case that touched off a lot of protests in Arab sections. There were three Jews that were killed in on the Palestinian side, and then a Palestinian was killed on the Jewish side last week. For those of you who were on vacation, didn't know what was going on. So as you can imagine, there's lots of tension. It's the same old, same old, same old, same old, back and forth, sandbox, and who's going to control it is basically what goes on over there. And it goes back and forth all my life. I was just a baby when the State of Israel was declared and partitioned off in 1948. But I certainly, when I went to school, became aware, especially when I showed interest in junior high school and in high school in political science and world history and things, it became obvious. I remember Golda Meir and all the conversation there was about her. And frankly, what I found about her that was dramatic for at the age that I was is how she looked. She looked like a stern, angry grandmother. That was what I got out of Golda Meir. She was a scary-looking woman who had quite the force behind her, frankly. Anyway, the other news from the Middle East today. The videotape believed to show Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. Now he's changing him. Is this new? Now he's calling because they're going to Baghdad. He's changed his name to al-Baghdadi. Was that his name before? I don't remember that being his name before. Kenny, what am I missing here?
Abu sounds like an Iraqi rapper name.
Yeah,
right.
Al Daddy. Daddy. What's up on the bag,
I'll just
Daddy?
Call him Daddy.
He delivered a sermon over the weekend at a mosque, and this is the video of it. First public appearance for him, who declared himself the leader of ISIS, the Islamic State of Israel. Good, Doug. Of Iraq. Now, wouldn't that be something?
That would be something.
Wouldn't that be something? Yeah. Wowie zowie. All right, you'll be happy to know that the Malaysian government says it'll step up its efforts to search the Indian Ocean for the missing plane from Flight 370.
Yeah.
Latest indication that a broad international effort to find the plane will continue. Meanwhile, last Friday, the Malaysian government said it was going to privatize the airline because the government apparently doesn't know how to run it, or now believes it doesn't know how to run it. And the only reason they're saying that is because basically nobody except Malaysians, and not even Malaysians much, are flying. The planes are flying around empty. Nobody gets on a Malaysian airline. If there's a way of getting someplace that doesn't, where there's a competitive route that doesn't require somebody
I'm
to get
okay
on a Malaysian
that.
Jet.
Yeah, I'd probably do the same thing. Well,
of course.
Yeah, right. When you would just have one go right in the midair.
If I could fly Southwest or Malaysia, I'd probably go with Southwest.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
so do you realize, though, think about this. This has been going on since March 8th.
Yeah.
Do you believe it?
I do, because I was in Antigua when all of this was really cooking.
And has anybody ever checked Diego Garcia to see if it's there?
Well, I don't know.
Jack Bauer's going to.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, did you see that come up on 24 last week?
Yeah, Diego Garcia.
Yeah. When the president's like, all I wanted to do was have the drones and Diego Garcia.
Jack's on 9 o'clock tonight. Two more episodes this week and next week. That's it.
No two-hour episodes, both
no.
1 hours.
Well, the first one was a two-hour episode. But then,
tonight for sure is a one-hour. I'm not sure what the next week is.
Yeah. So anyway, the Australian government is involved. China is involved still. America to a certain extent. And so the hunt continues, and we were not necessarily onto it.
The quote hunt.
The hunt continues. For what? Who knows? But it's just interesting how this is a story that's considered to be news by various sectors. There was an American, to go back to the Middle East for a second, I don't know how many of you saw this posting over the weekend. There was a lot of focus. For some reason or another, ABC covered it more than anybody else did. A 15-year-old American high school student was, he says, he was assaulted by Israeli police, released by a Jerusalem court after being held without charges. There's a clip. See, here we are. Back to technology. Pretty much everything we've talked about today has some connection to technology. Whether it's the comments that have been made about Anthony, the Opie and Anthony thing, whether it's Joan Rivers, all of these things seem to have their root tied to what is either on video or audio. So this clip, which was aired by Palestinian television, shows two Israeli police viciously beating this youngster from Tampa, Florida. They stomp and punch his head, even as his body is motionless. The police haven't denied this either, by the way. So it's there are pictures around that are pretty gross of this. Why do does it happen that the tensions are so high that that's the excuse that's given for people who, and I'm trying to remember back to any observations I made in the four times I've been to Israel, observations I made of the police over there. I don't know. It feels more like a police state because it sort of has to feel more like a police state being there. This kid was on a summer holiday with his parents in Jerusalem, visiting the eastern part of the city. His father is from the area. He moved to Baltimore in 1996. His mother is from Baltimore, and they love taking their children over there. Apparently, this is not the first time they've been there either. But somehow or other, he got in crosshairs with the police, and nobody seems to, there seems to be more of this sort of thing. It doesn't make news over here because it doesn't involve, Americans. Here's an American kid who gets beaten up, and that's not good for business. It really, you know, this is not good for business because they depend a lot on American tourism. And these folks, I don't believe, are even Jewish. I'm looking at this thing over here. I don't see, if anything, I would think that because of the, I don't know. I'm not going to say something that I don't have, that I'm not really sure about. I do not believe they are Jewish. But with the name Tariq Abu Kader, what would you think nationality-wise?
Irish. Definitely Irish.
Yeah, definitely.
100% Irish.
Yeah. All right, so the House Speaker, Mr. Boehner, says the president has circumvented Congress with his executive actions, and he has a way to fix that problem. Mr. Boehner says the House is planning legislation that would authorize it to file a lawsuit to compel the president to follow his oath of office.
You know what they should do?
What?
They should file it with Judge Judy.
You think?
Yeah.
I'd say Wapner because I think he's better.
And
but,
make
you know.
Them both show up.
Yeah.
Right. Make Boehner and Obama show up.
Judge,
yeah.
dun,
Judge Judy.
Here's the defendant, Barack Hussein Obama. And then they could go talk to Rusty outside. It would be so awesome.
Uh-huh. Oh. You know, probably the best argument I heard for this was the other day. When somebody brought up the point, do you think Clinton had it easy with Newt Gingrich?
No, I don't, because I think they worked together. I think Clinton did a good job, actually.
Clinton did a great
job. Can you believe I said that? Clinton did a good job? No, but he did. Of working across the aisle with
people. He did. He did better than that. He was a genius.
He stole all their ideas.
He stole their ideas and made them his. So, like, welfare reform. Like Newt Gingrich. What was it called?
That was Bill Weld's whole thing. No, but Bill Weld, originally Massachusetts governor, came up with a plan, and he shared it with Clinton.
The Contract of America. That's what it was.
That was Newt Gingrich.
Clinton stole Gingrich's Contract of America and made it his and said, look what I did.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And he did it.
Yeah, he did. That was very cool. Where is that stuff going on now?
And we were all like, you know, Clinton does stealing this. Look what I got.
Very smart. Jack Welch. Who knows who Jack Welch was?
The NBC GE guy?
That's one Jack Welch.
Is that Welch?
That's Welch. You're right, Richard.
Okay.
W-E-L-C-H. Jack Welch, on this date in 1950, set a record that has never been beaten.
Longest toenails.
Was from Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh.
Set the world
most packs of cigarettes smoked.
Oh. Will you let me finish the story? He set the world weightlifting record. This guy lifted 4,235 pounds, which is basically two medium-sized cars.
Or his mother after she ate at the sausage store.
What is with you? Stop it.
Bad boy.
Stop it.
Yo, Ma, come on over here. I'm going to lift you.
That isn't even funny. It would be different if it was funny.
I'm laughing.
Even funny. Yeah, I know you are. All right.
It's all that matters.
Who is it? Jennifer laughs at her jokes, too, but her jokes are funny.
Well, thanks, Dougie. That's the nice thing you said to me all day.
Look at the guy with the sense of humor getting all upset that somebody else made a joke.
Who has a sense of humor?
Exactly.
You're always telling me I don't have a sense of humor.
Exactly.
You're always telling me I don't have a sense of humor.
You
tell me I'm funny.
You're funny.
But I'm not.
Right.
When you, sense of humor.
But you don't know you're being funny.
Uh-huh. And you're.
So what are you trying to say? Who lifted whose mother? What was
it?
Well, because you didn't be quiet and let me tell the story.
That wasn't me. That was
all right, go on, continue. I'll try not to say anything.
No, I'm
finished. Oh, come on.
All right, bring on the next story then.
No,
Rich
was the only one that was being naughty.
No, No, I'm not doing
it. I'm taking my ball and going home.
I am home. Thanks, and I have my ball.
You just have one?
See?
Cool.
See, that was funny.
Thanks.
Hey, 45 past the hour.
Yeah, right. Exactly. 45 after on good day.
Where's the reset button?
I don't know.
Oh, there it is.
Button someplace there.
Really?
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer from Boston Adams. It was sponsored.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour. Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
At last, Nexium, the purple pill, is available without a prescription for frequent heartburn. See those women drinking their iced mocha whatevers? Now they have Nexium-level protection. That guy struggling to text and eat soup at the same time? Him too. Introducing Nexium 24-Hour, the protection of the number one prescribed acid-blocking brand, just without the prescription. New Nexium 24-Hour, Nexium-level protection, now in the heartburn aisle.
May take 1 to 4 days. Use as directed to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
Kid. If something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. There was 57
channels and nothing. Television news now on the Doug Goodday program. I thought, Jennifer, the video of Oscar Pistorius reenacting how he killed his girlfriend, which was supposed to be private, somehow or other, Australian television got it and has aired it.
Oh, I have to see this.
So now a lawyer is going to sue the network. Anyway, it was Channel 7, Richie, if you want to check it out in Australia. Hour-long report in the case against Pistorius, and this was a part of it, and nobody had seen it before, so you can imagine what that did to the ratings. Speaking of ratings, 24 and the ratings, 24 wins the day, wins the night.
Well, you know, last week was the big question. Under the Dome premiered on CBS, and while that
was... I thought there was a different time.
It was a different time, but they talk about winning the night here. We're talking about the night. And it did win the night. Its viewers were down, but Under the Dome got a 2.2 rating, beating the nearest competition, which is The Bachelorette, that had just over 3 million viewers. But the good news for 24 is that Fox won the night in the key demos, which is really good. Those are the important people that are watching the show. Mm-hmm. And they got a 1.7 with MasterChef and then a 1.9 for 24. So that's good.
Both. What are they doing? That's Monday night. What do they do on Friday night?
I don't know, Dougie. I'll have to check into the Friday night viewers. But I think the good news here, if you're a 24 fan, is that at least it's winning in key demos, even though it may not be getting the most viewers in the night. It's getting the ones that matter.
So meaning it will be back.
Hopefully. Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right. A new show has been ordered by NBC that is sending celebrities into the wild. Now,
really?
Usually these shows have, like, D-list celebrities, but the reason I bring this one up into your attention, Dougie, is that this one has got pretty good celebrities on it. Zac Efron and Ben Stiller are some of the people on the cast. Channing Tatum, big name. Deion Sanders, Tom Arnold. Well, you can't have
all. What are they
going
to do?
They're going into the wild with Bear Grylls. Is that how you say his
name?
Yeah,
Bear Grylls. Yeah.
And they're going to be competing. It's going to be
that?
A reality show.
Bear Grylls. What's
Bear
that?
Grylls is an outdoor adventurous survivalist guy who does a lot of shows. What is it on Discovery Channel? I think it is.
It's called Running Wild with Bear Grylls. It'll be on NBC and it'll feature all these celebrities.
It must have a celebrity producer involved.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that kind of cool though? I mean, those are big names.
Hey, that sounds like a Wahlberg production, doesn't it? Walker loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah, could be.
There's the guy.
Got to be a big name to get those stars on.
Right, yeah, exactly. Come play with my friends. 51 After on the Doug Good Day program Monday.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Let's get to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here for his weekly overview. Dr. Ken is a noted or notable or eminent. What word would I use to best describe Dr. Ken and his expertise as a cardiologist?
Seasoned.
Seasoned. Oh, I like that.
Like a steak. Good one.
Right. Nice, Rich. All right. So Dr. Ken is here with Healthy Habits. How is it, because he's a cardiologist, he's studying this stuff every single day, and he recognizes, he sees, he senses people, and there are traits that the average person who either has had a heart problem and fixes it, or... You can work hard, get yourself into a heart situation. How do you get out of it?
Doug, this really is good news. It's out of the medical journal Circulation this week. The good news is it's not too late. It's not too late to reverse at least some of the damage you may have already done to your heart by a bad lifestyle. The news this week is that the risk of heart disease in adults can be reversed by adoption of some healthy habits. And we learned that in adults in their 30s and 40s, they can reverse coronary heart disease, the number one killer of Americans, by maintaining a healthy weight, not smoking, eating healthy, exercising, and limiting alcohol consumption.
Because Dr. Ken is evidence-based, the treatment that he gives his patients, the things that he talks about on the air, all based on the research done, and oftentimes what's published in some of these journals. So here's one that he is, and I knew you would come to the table with this, the argument that he and I have had over the years, that you could say, Doug, you're so arrogant. You have no degrees. Dr. Ken's got three degrees in medicine, and he's got psychology. He knows what he's talking about. So how dare you suggest to him that he doesn't know what he's talking about when it comes to childhood vaccines and the reasons to not take those vaccines? And so,
well, look, some parents have chosen not to have their children vaccinated because of a now debunked and retracted study that was published in 1998 that suggested that the MMR vaccine might cause autism. It was later reported that the study's author, Dr. Andrew Wakefield, had altered some of the study's results. But this new review that was published this week in Pediatrics of existing scientific evidence has included that childhood vaccines are safe and don't cause serious health problems such as autism and leukemia.
All right, so there's that, but then there are other studies, never mind the guy who was debunked. There are always going to be studies that are not done well, that have flaws, that can be debunked, but there are other studies that seem to be much more penetrating. This is a group of, what, a couple of hundred or more studies, right, that has come up. It's a study of studies.
This is a study of studies.
Yeah.
And the problem is that people are scared by these vaccines, and there's been a recurrence of measles and mumps and pertussis, all these horrible things, and then they spread to other kids. And that's more deadly than there is a very small risk. It's not zero, but it's so small, and the risk of vaccination is much less than the risk of not being vaccinated.
You want your child to be the one that's at risk?
My child's been vaccinated.
Well, no, but what would have happened if something happened because of the vaccine not operating properly and having some negative impact on your daughter?
Well, there's tiny risks in whatever we do. We get on the highway, you can be hit by a Mack truck, we still do it. And you have to weigh risk. Is the risk of doing it worse than the risk of not doing it? And this study, and my humble opinion, the risk of not vaccinating outweighs the risk of vaccinating.
It's more likely to be hit by a Freightliner because there are more of them than Macks. just you get that.
Okay. Well, that's how low the risk is. It's a Mack truck comparison.
All right. Let's get to one of the things that has become a success standard for you and me on the air, our discussion of Heart Factors Plus, which has become the number one selling supplement from Chamonix.
Something we can all agree on. To every man out there, it's time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performing in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body. Imagine better doctor visits, improved sexual function, and enhanced everyday life. Heart Factors gives you the power. And if it doesn't work, I like it because you get your money back, no questions asked.
Ken has done the research. You can do it too. Research it for yourself. See how it works. 800-621-6313 for Heart Factors Plus, and ask about the equaling of the three bottles of Heart Factors Plus with a CoQ10. This is a great product as well. 800-621-6313. Again, 800-621-6313.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.